Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
So we're talking about our listening classroom for this month, and Brendan wants to visit an old street in Taiwan.
That's right, he wants to go to Nanzhuang Old Street, and we were learning a little bit about it the other day.
Yeah.
It was actually destroyed a long time ago in an earthquake.
That's right.
A lot of the buildings were destroyed in 1935, so a very long time ago. But they managed to build it up again, right?
Yeah, they rebuilt it in the old Japanese style. They're made of wood, a lot of these buildings. And so Brendan and Patricia want to check it out. Patricia has been there before, so she is going to show Brendan around, take him to all the best places.
So they started packing. That's where we left them off yesterday. They were getting everything together for their trip. And today, we'll catch up with them at Nanzhuang Old Street.
Excellent. Let's find out what's there by checking out today's article.
Visiting Nanzhuang Old Street.
Brendan and Patricia are at Nanzhuang Old Street.
This place is really beautiful.
Let's start with the movie theaters. Many miners used to work in Nanzhuang. They often spend their time and money here.
Brendan and Patricia keep walking around.
And this old blue building is the post office.
Let's go down these steps. They're called General Nogi's Steps.
Why is that?
Nogi Marizuke was a Japanese general. He gave money to help people build these steps.
What else can we see here?
There's Sweet Osmanthus Alley. We can buy Osmanthus tea there.
What are those women doing?
They're washing their clothes in a stone irrigation ditch.
It feels like I'm back in the old days.
Brendan and Patricia keep walking around Nanzhuang Old Street.
Movie theater. Movie theater. I like to watch action films in the movie theater. I like to watch action films in the movie theater. Build. 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 Built. Built. My grandpa built this house in 1936. My grandpa built this house in 1936. Woman. Woman. The woman in the picture is my mother. The woman in the picture is my mother. Clothes. Clothes. Wendy went to the mall to buy some new clothes. Wendy went to the mall to buy some new clothes.
So our description says Brendan and Patricia are at Nanzhuang Old Street. They're there right now.
Okay, they've made the trip down south and they're ready to start checking the place out. Brendan is impressed already.
Ooh.
He says, this place is really beautiful. It's nice to look at. There's lots of pretty things everywhere, nice buildings and scenery.
As a lot of these old streets are, just they do make you feel like, hey, this isn't just like walking down a street in a city. This is kind of almost like walking into the past.
Yes, it's like stepping into history.
Yeah. Patricia says, let's start with the movie theaters. Now, this may not sound so interesting. This is like movie theaters, they're everywhere. These are a little special. We'll find out in a moment why. First, let's look at the words movie theater. Okay, movie is M-O-V-I-E. Theater is T-H-E-A-T-E-R, movie theater. And this, of course, is just a building where you go in order to watch films. Okay, for example, I like to watch action films in the movie theater. I like to watch action films in the movie theater. Because, you know, big screens and action, you want to see that in a place where it's nice and big and you get all the sound and excitement.
Yeah, it's a lot different than watching a movie at home.
Smaller, yeah.
Watching Netflix on your TV. Mm-hmm. It's a different experience at the theater. Now, Patricia is going to tell us why this theater is special, what makes it different. She says many miners used to work in Nanzhuang.
Okay, so this is an old theater. It's not like a modern building. This is back in the 1930s or something, you know, when film might have still been black and white or no sound.
Or no sound.
So really old-style, cool theaters like that.
Yeah, this is an old one, and miners used to go there. A miner is a person who works in a mine. Now, that's just a man-made hole underground or inside a hill or a mountain where people try to take useful rocks, like precious metals, like gold or jewels or diamonds, things that are worth a lot of money, out of the stone, or things like coal,
very useful rock.
The dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, they were all miners.
Yes.
And they would sing as they went
to work.
Just like this. They were very happy to be miners, even though mines are very dangerous places to work, but they were happy about
it. They were okay with it. So our article states that there used to be miners here. Miners used to work in Nanzhuang. Used to is a grammar structure we use to say that something happened before, but it doesn't now. For example, I used to live in the UK, but now I live in Taiwan.
That's right. So he used to live there, now he lives somewhere
now
else.
Here. So that part has ended. So used to mean there were miners in Nanzhuang, but now there aren't.
Okay, so these miners, they often spent their time and money here. So they would spend their days working very hard, doing a lot of dangerous work. They would make their money, and they would go straight to the theater to have some free time, some entertainment, and they would spend their money at the theater.
Yeah, there probably wasn't much else going on, so it would have been like, this is our place.
Yeah, small town, probably wasn't much else to do except work and go to see
a movie. Cool. So Brendan and Patricia keep walking around. Where are they going to end up next?
Brendan says, and this old blue building is the post office.
Ooh.
So if you had to send some mail, maybe you had a letter you were writing home to your parents or to anybody, you would go to the post office to send it there.
Okay. Patricia then says, let's go down these steps. Okay, so step, S-T-E-P, step, is a flat surface, and it's usually one in a series, okay? And that's where you put your feet when you're moving up or down from one level to another. You go up the steps or down the steps. And as all fans of Sherlock Holmes should know, there were 17 steps in the staircase up to Sherlock Holmes' rooms at 221B Baker Street.
17 steps.
17 steps. And Holmes knew this. Watson didn't. Because Watson would see but not remember. He knew it just by looking.
Holmes had a bit of a good memory on him, so he knew exactly how many steps there were.
Mm.
Patricia says they're called General Nogi's steps. So that's the reason they're talking about the steps. There's something significant or important about them. These were General Nogi's steps. General is the leader of an army, or at least a very important officer. For example, Sun Tzu was a brilliant Chinese general who wrote the book The Art of War.
Hey, Brendan's curious. He says, why is that? Why are they called General Nogi's steps?
Patricia, of course, has the answer.
She's been there before.
She's been there before. She is showing him around, so she has all this information. She says, Nogi Marisuke was a Japanese general. Okay, so this is going back to the time when the Japanese were here in Taiwan.
Okay, and when he was here, presumably in the area, he gave money to help people build these steps.
Oh, what a guy.
Okay? So here we use the word build, B-U-I-L-D, past tense is built, okay? It's a verb, and it means to make something. And we generally use it when we're talking about making a large building, something else that's big, a bridge, something else like that. We say we build it. For example, my grandpa built this house in 1936. My grandpa built this house in 1936.
Now, Brendan has another question. He's the guy who's getting shown around, so he wants to know more. He asks, what else can we see here?
Yeah, they keep walking along from these steps, and Patricia says, there's Sweet Osmanthus Alley.
Wow.
That's a name and a half.
It is.
Sweet Osmanthus Alley. We can buy osmanthus tea there.
Okay, so most of these old streets, as we said, they usually have some kind of famous food or famous drink.
Yeah, here it's osmanthus tea. Now, osmanthus is a flower that's native to East Asia, so Taiwan, China, Japan area. It's got a strong smell, and it can be used to make tea. I quite like it.
Does it have a pleasant taste?
It does. It's kind of sweet. I don't know whether that's because it's made with a bit of extra sugar, mm-hmm. but it's kind of different. It's refreshing. It's light.
A nice, light, refreshing tea. Good for summer, I guess.
Yes.
And then Brendan has another question. He's full of questions today.
So many questions.
He says, what are those women doing? Yes, what are they doing?
Well.
And this is a woman, okay? So woman is spelled W-O-M-A-N, woman. Mm-hmm. That's an adult female person. So if it was a young girl, we'd say a girl.
Or
a little girl. But if it's a grown person, we say it's a woman, if it's a female. For example, the woman in the picture is my mother. The woman in the picture is my mother.
Of course. And then women is the plural form. We change the A to an E. What are those women doing? Indeed. Patricia, as usual, has the answer. They're washing their clothes in a stone irrigation ditch.
Okay, they're washing their clothes.
Sounds very traditional.
Sounds like something from the distant past.
Yes, so they're washing their clothes. Clothes, C-L-O-T-H-E-S, clothes. Now, I've been in Taiwan a while. I've heard a lot of people say clotheses. Don't. Please, don't say clotheses. It is clothes, okay? And the clothes are the things you wear. So trousers and pants, dresses and jackets. For example, Wendy went to the mall to buy some new clothes. Wendy went to the mall to buy some new clothes, okay? So we've got these women, they're washing their clothes in this old-fashioned way in a stone irrigation ditch.
Yes, an irrigation ditch is a path dug into the ground for water. So they have used something like a shovel to dig into the ground, and it's used to take water from a river or from the hills that it would be flowing down to where it is needed by farmers for their fields or by people for washing and drinking water. So it's taking the water to where it needs to go.
Yeah, it's kind of like making an open road for it to go. You can cover it up to keep it cleaner, of course, but otherwise it's just hacking almost like a new road in the ground so the water will flow into it to where it is needed. Very important for farming and all sorts.
That's right. It's making a path for the water. Brendan says, it feels like I'm back in the old days. Yes, this is what happens when you go to an old street. It takes you back to the old days, into the past.
Yeah, that's what we mean by the old days. Now, this, we don't know exactly which old days, but the phrase, the old days, kind of makes you think of a time when things were simple, there wasn't so much electricity or technology, so there were no washing machines for these women. They would have to take their clothes down to the water, scrub them with some kind of old-fashioned soap, beat them a bit, then hang them up.
I guess it was maybe like a social thing, too.
They could meet and talk,
They could gossip.
Yeah.
Talk about whose husbands were misbehaving.
Scandal. Okay, so the article finishes up with a bit of description. It says, Brendan and Patricia keep walking around Nanzhuang Old Street. So they're looking at more buildings, more old stuff. They'll stop for a snack. They just enjoy their day.
All right, that brings us to the end of the article. Before we leave you, let's have our wrap-up for the day.
Okay, so in that article, Brendan says he felt like he was back in the old days. Mm-hmm. Have we ever visited any places in the world where it feels like that's happened to us? It feels like we've walked back in time and to an older sort of place, an older kind of social life.
I've traveled to some places, Greece, for example, the city of Athens. You can be walking down any street in that city, and all of a sudden there will be a 2,000-year-old temple just sitting there.
Yep.
And people walk by it every day with their Starbucks, but it's just there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess England does have a lot of those things as well. Every now and again around these buildings and all around these streets, there'll be, oh, that's 700 years old. You know, that tree, the Robin Hood tree, the major oak, still there. Maybe around 1,000 years old, this old oak tree. It's held up by metal sticks. So you see that stuff and you think, wow, people came here and met around this tree 1,000 years ago and lived in the woods. So there's a Viking museum in England where you can kind of get involved with some of the stuff. So that takes you back a bit.
That would take you back to the old days for sure. You guys can discuss this as well if you want. Mm-hmm. What places make you feel like you're back in the old days?
Okay, but that's all the time we've got. Thank you for watching us for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Joe.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember that time when Howard's pants ripped in class?
Remember that time when Howard's pants ripped in class?
Aloha, it's me, Vina. Hi, 又来到我们的小聚会时间啦。不管哪个来求学的阶段呢，生活中免不了发生大大小小的趣事。Remember that time when Howard's pants ripped in class? 你还记得那次 Howard 上课时弄破裤子吗？今天的小聚会真的很荒唐。Rip, R-I-P, 是撕裂或是划破的意思。别忘记它的过去分词要重复字尾 P 变成 R-I-P-P-E-D 哦。Remember the days when we studied together every weekend? Remember 当开头呢，真的很好用，就是你记得什么什么什么吗的意思。那你记得那段周末呢，我们都在 K 书的日子吗？My God, 高中生、国中生、高中或是高中生、大学呢，都是念书无止境的节奏，你们也是吧？那你记得什么作为开头会有一种缅怀的感觉，是和 Remember to call me back, 记得要回拨给我的语气是完全不一样的哦。Remember to do something 呢，是记得去做某事，而小聚会的意思则是你记得什么什么吗？或者是你还记得什么什么吗的意思哦，可别搞混咯。Remember our 小聚会 today? 还记得我们今天的小聚会吗？ Remember that time when Howard's pants ripped in class? Okay, I'll see you guys soon. Bye!
Remember that time when Howard's pants ripped in class?
Remember that time when Howard's pants ripped in class?
Kit Kat!
And 甜点要点哪一个 ？An ice cream, cheesecake, or waffle？
哦，好难做决定哦，不知道选什么哎。那我应该说 I don't know what to pick， 还是 I don't know what to choose 呢？
虽然呢 ，choose 和 pick 都有选择和挑选的意思，不过 pick 比较是用在一般容易做出决定的选择哦。像是喝奶昔的时候 ，I always pick strawberry. It's the best. 或是呢，我带我小外甥 Ivan 出去玩的时候呢，让他挑玩具的时候都会说 ，You can only pick one. 只能挑选一个玩具哦。虽然呢，在口语上的确 choose 和 pick 的差异并不是很大，不过若是你要强调某个事情让你难以抉择，或者是你可能要经过一番思考才可以做决定，这时候用 choose 会比较好哦。For example, it always takes me a long time to choose what to wear on a date. 我每次出去约会的时候都会花好久的时间选我到底要穿什么衣服。另外我们常会用 choose between A and B 来强调很难做出二选一的决定，通常是因为两个都是你很想要的哦。比方说我真的很爱吃甜点，若是硬要我选松饼还是 cheesecake，我还真不知道选哪一个。 I can't choose between a waffle and a cheesecake， 所以我应该会点 I think I'll have them both。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
虽然 choose 和 pick 都有选的意思，但 choose 是再经过仔细的思考才做选择的哦。 For example, it's not easy to choose the baby's name，而 pick 是直接从一群人或东西做挑选。 For example, pick the pink one, it looks the prettiest.
Visiting Nanzhuang Old Street.
Brendan and Patricia are at Nanzhuang Old Street.
This place is really beautiful.
Let's start with the movie theaters. Many miners used to work in Nanzhuang.They often spend their time and money here.
Brendan and Patricia keep walking around.
And this old blue building is the post office.
Let's go down these steps. They're called General Nogi's steps.
Why is that?
Nogi Marizuke was a Japanese general. He gave money to help people build these steps.
What else can we see here?
There's Sweet Osmanthus Alley. We can buy Osmanthus tea there.
What are those women doing?
They're washing their clothes in a stone irrigation ditch.
It feels like I'm back in the old days.
Brendan and Patricia keep walking around Nanjuang Old Street.
Movie theater. Movie theater. I like to watch action films in the movie theater. I like to watch action films in the movie theater. Build. 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 Built. Built. My grandpa built this house in 1936. My grandpa built this house in 1936. Woman. Woman. The woman in the picture is my mother. The woman in the picture is my mother. Clothes. Clothes. Wendy went to the mall to buy some new clothes. Wendy went to the mall to buy some new clothes.